Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. For the next hour, I'm going to give you the latest entertainment news on Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Lewis, Willie Nelson, Olivia Munn, Christy Brinkley, and a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after these messages.
I always had to be so good, no one could ignore me. Carve my path with data and drive. But some people only see who I am on paper. The paper ceiling. The limitations from degree screens to stereotypes that are holding back over 70 million stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Family is your legacy. Planning for a natural disaster will make sure you're all safe. Visit ready.gov/plan today for the tools and tips you need to protect that legacy. That's ready.gov/plan, a message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Another edition of That's Entertainment. If you are just tuning in for the very first time, welcome. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you want to know more about the show, make sure you click on the follow button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, if you want to make a comment about any of today's stories, give me a call. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. That's 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Also, if you like, want to follow us on Facebook, just go to facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Follow us on X at thatsentertain1. That's THATS, entertain, and the number 1. You can also follow me on X at stiletto14. That's STILETTO, and the number 14. You can also follow me on the gram at TJonesGibbs, TJonesGibbs. Right now, the current temperature in the NY is a mostly sunny 57 degrees. Before I get started with the show today, I'd like to give a shout out to all my listeners out there. Thank you once again for hanging out with me and keeping me company and joining me here on Blog Talk Radio. So how has everyone been? How's your week been so far? I gotta tell you, it was a beautiful day here in the NYC. It was 72 degrees. We got spring a little early today. Gorgeous day. I hope it was a gorgeous day where you were. But this week, we're going to be talking about a lot of news this week, especially health-wise, actually. The first news up is going to be Jennifer Lopez. Apparently, her This Is Me, Now the Tour, it's going to end a little earlier than expected. I'll tell you the reason behind that. Also, Jennifer Lewis was on Good Morning America. She was interviewed by host Robin Roberts, how she almost had a near-fatal accident, almost a near-death experience when she had went to the Serengeti. I'll tell you more about that. Also, it's funny how time slips away, I tell you. Willie Nelson continued to surprise fans, but this time he got some new music, and he just announced he's going to put out a new album. This is going to make his 75th studio album. Also, speaking of health-wise, actress Olivia Munn just opened up about her year-long private battle with breast cancer. That's right. She's only 43 years young, and she talks about how just she took her, you know, her normal routine mammogram, but apparently she has a history of apparently a particular gene that they always talk about, and she got it checked out and come to find out. And also health-wise, Christy Brinkley just underwent surgery after being diagnosed with skin cancer. She was just there with her daughter. Her daughter was in to see the doctor, and then the doctor had noticed something going on with her skin, and that's how she knew that she had it. Also, Paul Simon is speaking candidly about his hearing loss. That's right. Paul Simon is about 82, and he went on he did a Q&A with Stephen Colbert talking about his losing his hearing in his left ear. And also, my girl Megan Thee Stallion, oh, ladies, it's going to be a hot girl summer. Because guess what? She just announced that she's going to do a tour, and it's kicking off this May. That's just some of the highlights. So let's get started. Jennifer Lopez's upcoming This Is Me Now, the tour, will end a little earlier than expected. Nearly a month after If You Had My Love, singer announced her first North American tour in 5 years. She has canceled 7 concerts originally scheduled for an 8-day period of August 22nd to the 30th during her trek. Now, according to Page Six, Ticketmaster nicks shows from This Is Me Now, the tour in Nashville, Raleigh, North Carolina, Atlanta, Tampa, Florida, and New Orleans earlier this week, while the Cleveland and Houston concert no longer exists on the website. Now, Ticketmaster's site blamed the event organizers for the Knicks shows, but didn't offer any explanation to ticket holders, only a refund. However, People magazine had learned there was some logistical issues through the tour's promoter with its several dates, which led to the cancellation. In late February, Lopez announced the addition of 2 shows in Miami, Toronto, and in her native NYC. Now, currently, This Is Me Now, the tour will conclude following a 2-night stand in New York City at Madison Square Garden on August 16th and 17th. And representatives for Live Nation did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The actress singer initially announced her string of summer arena concert in support of her new 9th studio album, This Is Me Now, in late February. The tour is set to kick off June 26th at the Kia Center in Orlando, Florida. This Is Me Now, the tour will mark the Waiting for Tonight artist first since 2019 It's My Party tour, which grossed over $50 million from 37 dates. Lopez's latest tour is in support of her album, Again, which was released on February 16th and acts as a sequel to that 2002 album, This Is Me Then. She also released an accompanying film titled This Is Me Now, a love story, a conceptual musical featuring A-list cameos from Jane Fonda, Kiki Palmer, Fat Joe, Post Malone, and Sofia Vergara, among others. On February 27, she shared the documentary, The Greatest Love Story Never Told, which details the making of her latest LP and musical film. Jennifer Lewis had revealed some harrowing details of a near-fatal accident she experienced during a trip to Africa in November of 2022. In an interview with Good Morning America host Robin Roberts, the actress recalling falling 10 feet from a balcony into a ravine filled with boulders and sharp rocks. The incident occurred at the start of her trip after the conclusion of the hit show Black-ish. Lewis had planned to retire and embark on a global journey, including a visit to the Serengeti region of Africa. She had booked a hotel room with an infinity pool view, but shortly after checking in, her dream vacation turned into a nightmare. Lewis explained that she went out onto her balcony to admire the view when she suddenly fell. She described the area as unsectioned and lacking any warning signs. The impact left her with severe pain in her right hip and shoulder, and despite her injuries, Lewis remained conscious but was unable to move. She called out to her friends for help, but when the woman returned with assistance, Lewis found herself alone in the darkness once more, and according to Lewis, she heard a lion roar as her friend ran for help. Lewis emphasized the physical and emotional toll the fall took on her. She said, quote, "It was hard even to take a big breath to scream," unquote. She also feared for her life, joking that she envisioned a headline about her demise. The complete interview with Robert Roberts had just aired this Tuesday evening on ABC. Lewis expressed her gratitude for being alive and emphasized the importance of valuing life after such a traumatic experience. And it's funny how time slips away. And Willie Nelson continues to surprise fans with new music. On Thursday, the country music star announced the release of his 75th studio album, The Border, on May 31st. And in light of the exciting announcement, Nelson, who is now 90, also shared the first single and title track on the album, which is cover of Rodney Cowell's 2019 song from his album, Texas. The Border will include 10 tracks, four of which were co-written by Nelson and longtime collaborator Buddy Cannon. The Border will follow Nelson's recent EP, Bluegrass, which drops in on September 2023. The album announcement arrived the same day that Nelson is set to host his Luck reunion at his Texas ranch with performances by Tyler Childers, Old Crow Medicine Show, Maddie Diaz, and John Oates. This summer, the Rider in the Sky singer will be on the road again for his annual Outlaw Music Festival tour with Family Band, Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss, and John Mellencamp. On select shows, country star Brittany Spencer, soul singer Celeste, and five-piece Memphis band Southern Avenue, as well as bluegrass artist Billy Strings, will join the festival. This year's Outlaw Music Festival kicks off on June 21st in Alpharetta, Georgia, and continues throughout the summer before wrapping up on September 17th in Buffalo, New York. And Olivia Munn is opening up about her nearly year-long private battle with breast cancer. The X-Men Apocalypse actress revealed in an Instagram post Wednesday that she was diagnosed with the disease in April of 2023. And in the post, she shares several photos and a video of her in the hospital, as well as a lengthy statement detailing all she had been through since receiving the news. In her statement, Munn explained that she and her sister Sarah did genetic testing that checks you in 90 different cancer genes in February of 2023, which all came back negative, including one for the BRCA gene, BRCA gene. She said her most recent mammogram around that time had also been negative. 2 months later, she said she was diagnosed with an aggressive, fast-moving cancer known as luminal B. The newsroom actress said she had undergone four surgeries, including a double mastectomy in the month since her diagnosis. Munn said she decided to keep her cancer battle private because she needed to catch her breath and get through some of the hardest parts before sharing. The former Daily News correspondent credited her OBGYN for helping to save her life. Munn said she is lucky because her cancer was caught early enough for her to have options. That's why, ladies, it's so important to get those mammograms. And sometimes now they have it where sometimes the mammogram can't really pick up what they see, especially if they have what you call dense breasts. That means where when you have dense breasts, it's harder for the mammogram to pick up any little dots or any little things that they see in the breast, so they ask you to go take more tests. So it's so, so important, ladies. Christie Brinkley successfully underwent surgery after being diagnosed with skin cancer. The model, who is now 70, announced the news in a candid Instagram post yesterday on Wednesday, including a photo of herself wearing two large bandages on the corner of her forehead. Additional photos show the excision and her stitches afterwards. The Cleveland Clinic described basal cell carcinoma as a type of skin cancer that causes a lump, bump, or lesion to form on the outside layer of your skin. It's the most common form of skin cancer and the most frequently occurring form of all cancers. And this is according to Skin Cancer Foundation. Brinkley used her announcement as an opportunity to remind her fans about the importance of sun protection. She also reminded her followers to get regular health checkups. Brinkley ended her post by thanking her doctors and reiterating her advice. That's another thing you got to watch out for, because now the weather is warm now, the sun is getting brighter, it's staying daylight a lot longer, and every summer it seems like it gets hotter and hotter. You got to wear those skin, you got to wear sun protection. And also for my people of color, you got to wear it too. Just because we have a little melanin in our skin, we can still get skin cancer. So it's very, very important. Right now, we got 15 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I try to bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know more about it and you want to tune in each time, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page, and that way it will send you a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, make sure you like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Follow us on X at That's Entertain One. That's THATS Entertain, and that's the number one. You can also find me at Stiletto14, like the shoe, Stiletto, and the number 14. You can also follow me on Instagram at T Jones Gibbs. Paul Simon actually is speaking about his hearing loss. During an appearance at the New York City premiere of his MGM Plus docuseries, In Restless Dreams, the music of Paul Simon on Wednesday, he opened up about losing his hearing in his left ear during a Q&A moderated by Stephen Colbert. Now, the musician is now 82, and he went on to share that if there's an instrument that's too noisy, then he struggles to perform, because he can't hear. The Simon Garfunkel co-founder first revealed his hearing loss in May of 2023 during an interview with The Times. The 16-time Grammy-winning singer shared that he lost his hearing while working on his most recent album, Seven Palms, which was released on May 19, 2023. Months later, in September, the star said that he was beginning to come to terms with his hearing loss at the world premiere of his docuseries, which was directed by Alex Gibney at the Toronto International Film Festival. And congratulations to Callie Uchis and Don Toliver. They have debuted their latest collaboration. That's right. The Moonlight Singer and the No Idea rapper have welcomed their first baby together. The couple revealed on Instagram on Thursday in a joint post. The couple has yet to share their little boy name or date of birth. The mom-to-be revealed her and the rapper exciting baby news in January, appearing together in the music video for Tu Corazon Es Mio. Now, the music video was filled with imagery of Uchis and Toliver at doctor's appointments and dancing in a room filled with stained glass windows as they celebrate their growing family. In a 2021 interview with W Magazine, Toliver confirmed that he was dating Uchis for the first time. Toliver went on to reveal that the two had traveled together to Colombia to visit Uchis' family and to shoot a pair of music videos for a few singles off of Toliver's album, Life of a Don. Megan Thee Stallion has announced her official U.S. and international Hot Girl Summer Tour kicking off this May. She had just this silver bikini. She announced her 27-city tour with a magazine-esque Instagram post. The Cobra rapper shared the news with the caption, "Hottest, get ready to come have some fun with me at the Hot Girl Summer Tour. Get your outfits ready now. We're getting started this May. I told you what cities today to get y'all prepared. Check back in on the 20th for official dates. I'm so excited," unquote. Megan will be hitting the major cities like Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Atlanta, New Orleans, Dallas, Austin, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas before crossing seas to visit Manchester, Amsterdam, Dublin, London, and more. The Savage rapper last full show was in Houston in March of 2023 during the NCAA Final Four men's basketball tournament in Houston. She also joined Beyonce on stage during the Renaissance Tour in their hometown back in September of 2023, where they performed their Grammy-winning song. The official Hot Girl Summer Tour dates will be released on March 20th. And after retiring from fighting the multiverse villain, Scarlett Johansson could be next task will be saving mankind from prehistoric creatures. Rumor has it that the actress has been sought after for the next Jurassic World movie. On Wednesday night, March 13, the Insider reported that Universal Pictures had made an offer to the actress to lead the cast of Jurassic World 4. And according to the reports, the 39-year-old met with both Gareth Edwards, who will direct the movie, and producer Frank Marshall at least once. Now, The Scooper, which is known for reliable tidbits from industry insiders, claimed that it was confirmed the news with a second source prior to publishing the story. However, there has been no word on whether or not Johansson has accepted the offer. The good news is her schedule seemed to be clear for the film's summer shoot. The actress, who is known worldwide for her role as Black Widow, a.k.a. Natasha Romanoff, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, last appeared in Christian Scott Thomas' directorial debut, North Star. She has finished filming upcoming romantic comedy project Artemis, which is directed by Greg Berlanti, and is currently working on an animated sci-fi movie, Transformer 1, in which she leads her voice for a character named Elita. News about the new Jurassic World movie first surfaced in January of this year, and according to The Hollywood Reporter, the project has been in development for some time while it managed to be under the radar. The script is said to be in a well-liked shape, with the studio expecting a possible 2025 release date. Plot details are still unknown, but the upcoming movie is said to be launching a new Jurassic era with all new storyline. That would rule out the return of the characters played by Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard in the Jurassic World trilogy. Now, even months after the 2023 Hollywood strike ended, several projects still deal with the aftermath in the latest upsetting update from Warner Brothers Discovery. It has been announced that The Batman 2 isn't going to arrive on the 2025 schedule before. The sequel starring Robert Pattinson as the superhero has been pushed back a year from October 3rd, 2025 to October 2nd, 2026. So the studio announced on Tuesday, March 12th. Now, the delay was due to stalled script development during the Hollywood strike last year. That's according to The Wrap. The Batman new date isn't the only adjustment Warner Brothers has just made to its calendar. On the same day, the studio announced that Maggie Gyllenhaal's upcoming directorial film, The Bride, which starred Christian Bale, Jesse Buckley, and Peter Sarsgaard, will take the Batman sequel's old spot on October 3rd, 2025. The new date for The Batman 2 is a blessing in disguise for the movie, as it will now give some distance from James Gunn's Superman, which is hitting theaters on July 11, 2025. Now, plot details are scarce, but it's recently reported that the sequel will bring in the Dark Knight's most disturbing villain. The upcoming movie may mark the live-action big-screen debut of Clayface, one of the classic Bat baddies. And Salem Lot, I don't know if you guys remember this movie. Well, they're going to be releasing it on streaming service Max rather than it being in theaters. Now, the studio behind this horror picture, New Line, has confirmed that the flick will appear on streamers at some point in 2024. The film is an adaptation of Stephen King's 1975 novel of the same name and has an ensemble cast that featured Lewis Pullman, Mackenzie Lee, and Alfred Woodward. Now, the movie has initially been slated for release in 2022 before being pushed back to spring 2023 as a result of COVID-related delays. It was then taken off the release schedule altogether by Warner Brothers to the amusement of King himself. Now, Warner Brothers has recently come under fire for shelving a number of finished movies as tax write-off, including Batgirl and Coyote vs. Acme. Although a DC studio co-chair, Peter Safran, defended the company's bold and courageous decision to axe the unreleasable superhero film in 2022. And Andrew Barthelme, Kia Gerber, and Finn Woodhard have rounded out the cast of Sony Pictures' SNL 1975. That's the working title of the movie. It's directed by Jason Reitman, and the previous announced cast include Gabrielle LaBelle, Cooper Hoffman, Rachel Sennett, Ella Hunt, Emily Farn, Kim Matula, and Lamar Morris, Dylan O'Brien, and Corey Michael Smith. Now, Reitman and Gil Keenan penned the script, which is based on the real-life behind-the-scenes account of the opening episode of Saturday Night Live. Gerber will portray Jacqueline Carlin, Wolfhard would play on an NBC page, and Feldman would take on the role of Neil Levy. Now, on October 11, 1975, a group of young comedians and writers revolutionized television with the launch of Saturday Night Live. SNL 1975 recounts the chaotic and magical moments leading up to that first broadcast. The screenplay draws from extensive interviews by Reitman and Keenan with former cast members, writers, and crews. Reitman, Keenan, Jason Blumenfeld, Erica Mills, and Peter Rice will produce the film. It marks a reunion between Feldman and Sony after they previously worked together on No Hard Feelings. Feldman, a rising star, has previously starred as Evan Hansen in the Tony Award-winning musical Dear Evan Hansen and appeared in High School Musical, The Series, and No Hard Feelings. He released his debut solo album, Penn Station, in 2023, and Gerber recently appeared in Bottoms and is set to star in Palm Royale, A Shell, and Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Wolfhard, known for his role in Stranger Things and It, will reprise his role as Mike Willett in the upcoming Ghostbusters sequel. He also made his feature film directorial debut with Hell of a Summer. The film marked the latest collaboration between Reitman and Sony following Ghostbusters Afterlife and Juno. Right now, we have here 26 minutes after the hour. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Neve Campbell. She is getting ready to reprise her iconic role as Sidney Prescott in the upcoming seventh installment of the Scream franchise. Also, at the 2024 Academy Awards, Al Pacino became the subject of controversy when he announced the Best Picture win without listing the nominees. I'll tell you what he said afterwards. And a second Super Mario Brother movie has been confirmed. I'll give you the date when that's going to be. And the television show Snowpiercer, they have a season 4 that will see the light of day after all. And ABC has ordered its second comedy pilot of the year, and I'll tell you who will be in it. All those stories and more coming up after the break, so don't you go anywhere.
Temperature, so let me get back to you, yes, please.
Your number one source for entertainment news and pop culture with me, your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Right now, we got 28 minutes left remaining in the show. That was new music from Thai recording artist Ten in Water. Before we went to the music break, I was telling you that Neve Campbell is set to reprise her iconic role as Sydney Prescott in the upcoming seventh installment of the Scream franchise titled Untitled Scream 7. The actress announced her return via Instagram, expressing her excitement and appreciation for the franchise. Scream creator and writer Kevin Williamson will take on the director's chair for the first time in the series, having penned the script for the original trilogy and the 2022 reboot. Campbell's return comes after she exited the previous Scream 6 due to a salary dispute. The franchise has seen several cast changes in recent months, with Melissa Barrera and Jenna Ortega departing. Barrera was fired from Scream 7 for controversial social media posts, while Ortega left due to scheduling conflicts. No release date has been set for Untitled Scream 7, but the franchise has enjoyed significant success at the box office. Scream 6, which was released in March 2023, broke the record for the highest domestic box office gross in the series with $108.1 million. The film global box office accumulated is $168.9 million. Wow. And at the 2024 Academy Awards, Al Pacino became the subject of controversy when he announced the Best Picture winner without listing the nominees. In a statement to ET, Pacino clarified his decision. Now, this is what he said. He said, quote, "It was not my intention to omit them, rather a choice by the producers not to have them said again since they were highlighted individually throughout the ceremony," unquote. Each nominated film was indeed showcased with a montage of standout moments during the event. The 10 nominees were American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. Pacino expressed his empathy for the filmmakers affected by the oversight. Social media has buzzed with theories about why Pacino skipped the Best Picture nominees. One popular theory suggests that it was a jab at the film Barbie, which mocked the Godfather character Pacino played in the iconic trilogy. However, Pacino has not explicitly commented on the theory. The Best Picture Award ultimately went to Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer, with Emma Thomas accepting the honor on behalf of the film. And despite the Best Picture controversy, the Oscar ceremony featured several memorable moments, including the reunion of twin star Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito and Beetlejuice actor Michael Keaton and Catherine O'Hara. A second Super Mario Brother movie has been confirmed for April 3, 2026. Nintendo game director Shigeru Miyamoto took to the video game giant X Twitter page to announce another animated film in the universe is on its way in 2 years' time. And although there are no plot details for now, Miyamoto teased it will be a bright and fun story. It will be produced by founder and CEO of Illumination, Chris Meledandri, and Miyamoto, Aaron Harfath, and Michael Jelenic, will direct from a script once again penned by Matthew Fogel. The 2023 blockbuster, The Super Mario Brothers Movie, was the second highest-grossing film of the year. Jack Black recently said he would like a musical sequel like Joker 2. The 54-year-old actor voices Bowser in the record-breaking film and would love to reprise the role as Mario's arch-nemesis in a full musical titled Bowser's Revenge. Chris Pratt voiced the legendary plumber Mario in the flick. And Snowpiercer Season 4 will see the light of day after all. AMC had acquired the exclusive U.S. linear and streaming rights to all four seasons of the post-apocalyptic drama series after it was previously axed at its original network home, TNT. It had already been announced that Season 4 would be the show's last before TNT parent company, Warner Brothers, Discovery, decided to not air Season 4 altogether in a cost-cutting move. And producer Tomorrow Studios then shopped the show to other outlets. The first three seasons of Snowpiercer will be available to stream on AMC Plus later this year, while Season 4 will premiere on AMC and AMC Plus in early 2025. And ABC has ordered its second comedy pilot of the year. It's called Forgive and Forget, a multi-camera comedy set to star Emmy-winning Modern Family alum Ty Burrell. Burrell is also on board as the executive producer through his Desert Whale Productions, and his production company is on the show, Forgive and Forget. 20th Television is behind the project, which stars Burrell as Hank, a life-of-the-party kind of guy. And according to the logline, Hank gets an unexpected diagnosis, leading him to reconnect with his responsible adult son. Now, ABC has also ordered the comedy pilot Shifting Gears, starring Tim Allen, for this season. That means both of the network comedy pilots are multi-camera sitcoms from 20th TV starring veteran ABC stars. Forgive and Forget will represent Burrell's return to the Alphabet Web, where, of course, he spent 11 seasons and 250 episodes as Phil Dunphy on Modern Family. Burrell won Emmys in the Supporting Comedy Actor category in 2011 and 2014 and was nominated 8 consecutive times, as he also received a SAG Award for Best Comedy Actor in 2014. His most recent TV gig was voicing the role of Jack on Fox animated series Duncanville opposite Amy Poehler. And Jamie Dornan will lead the cast of a new crime noir series that has been ordered at Netflix titled The Undertow. The Undertow is based on the Nordic film production AS television series Twin, created by Christopher Metcalf. Dornan will star in the series as twin brothers Adam and Lee. And along with Dornan, the cast will also include Mackenzie Davis and Gary Lewis. Now, Dornan most recently starred in the thriller series The Tourist, with the second season of that show debuting in January. He also previously starred in the BBC series The Fall, for which he earned a BAFTA TV Award nomination for Best Leading Actor. In film, he is known for his role in the 50 Shades franchise, as well as his recent role in features like A Haunting in Venice, Barb and Stargo de Vista del Mar, Heart of Stone, and A Private War. He received a Golden Globe nomination for Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture for his role in Kenneth Branagh's film Belfast in 2022. And Power Book 2, Ghost, will end with Season 4 at Starz. This is according to Variety. The series, which was the first spinoff of the premium Cabler's hit crime drama Power, was renewed for its fourth season in January of 2023. Season 4 will air in two parts, with Part 1 debuting on June 7, while Part 2 will launch on September 6. June 7th is the 10th anniversary of Power's premiere on Starz. Now, news of Ghost ending comes just after Starz announced it was developing the prequel series Origin, which will explore the early days of Ghost and Tommy from the original series. Meanwhile, fellow spinoff Power Book 3, Raising Kanan, and Power Book 4, Force, are currently filming their fourth and third seasons, respectively. Gold Star, Michael Rainey Jr., Mary J. Blige, Cliff, Method Man Smith, Johnny Paolo, Woody McClain, Lavelle, Adam Gray, LaToya Tornadillo, Alex LaPree, Lorenz Tate, Carolyn Chikenzi, and Michael Ealy. Brett Mahoney, service showrunner and executive producer. Power creator Courtney A. Kemp, also executive produces via End of Episode, along with Curtis 50 Cent Jackson through G-Unit Film and Television, and Mark Hatton through Canton Entertainment, Liongate Television produces. And a year after it moved from PBS home to CNN, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor is switching telecast partners again. Netflix has struck a multi-year deal with the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts to move the Mark Twain Prize event to the streamer. The deal began this year with Kevin Hart honored at the ceremony. This marks the 25th anniversary of the Mark Twain Prize, and Hart will be recognized for his extraordinary contributions to the genre and his impressive achievements across comedy, film, and television. This year's event takes place at the Kennedy Center Concert Hall on Sunday, March 24, and will be taped to premiere on Netflix on Saturday, May 11, as the Netflix is a Joke Fest take place in Los Angeles. Performers set for this year's Mark Twain ceremony include Dave Little Dicky, Bird, Dave Chappelle, Jimmy Fallon, Tiffany Haddish, Regina Hall, Chelsea Handler, Nelly, Plastic Cup Boys, Keith Robinson, Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, and J.B. Smoove. Adam Blackstone is the music director. Comedy Central was the first network to run the Mark Twain Prize in 1998 and 1999 before PBS took over from 2000 to 2022. CNN took it last year. The Mark Twain Prize for American Humor recognized individuals who had had an impact on American society in ways similar to distinguished 19th century novelist and essayist Samuel Clemens, best known as Mark Twain. As a social commentator, satirist, and creator of characters, Clemens was a fearless observer of society who starred many while delighting who startled many with delighting and informing many more with his uncompromising perspective on social injustice and personal folly. Previous recipients of the Mark Twain Prize include Richard Pryor, Jonathan Winters, Carl Reiner, Whoopi Goldberg, Bob Newhart, Lily Tomlin, Lorne Michaels, Steve Martin, Neil Simon, Billy Crystal, George Carlin, Bill Cosby, Tina Fey, Will Ferrell, Ellen DeGeneres, Carol Burnett, Jay Leno, Eddie Murphy, Bill Murray, David Letterman, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Dave Chappelle, Jon Stewart, and Adam Sandler. Right now we got 16 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and take another music break, and I'll be back for the last remaining stories of the day, so don't go anywhere.
Cause you deserve all things you want, baby.
Drop, pop, cool.
you wanna drive down real soon. I just wanna love you like I do. Cause I never had someone like you. I ain't nobody got this love for me, cause ain't nobody. Cause you wanna drive it down real soon. I just wanna love you like I do. Cause I never had someone like you. Ain't nobody got this love. Got me cuffed, ain't nobody. All I need is love. I just wanna run away from you.
That was Jay Tehar and Like I Do. For the last remaining stories of the day, Neil Young is bringing his music back to Spotify because he said Apple and Amazon have started serving the same disinformation in podcasts that drove him to quit Spotify more than 2 years ago. And Young said he can't boycott Apple Music and Amazon Music because then his music would have a very little streaming outlet to music lovers at all. In January of 2022, Young demanded that Spotify pull his track off its service in protest of the company's failure to curb COVID misinformation in the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. He said Spotify can't have Rogan or Young, not both. Spotify removed Young's song on January 26th. Spotify had recently become a very damaging force via its public misinformation and lies about COVID. That's what Young wrote at the time. Now, the 78-year-old rock icon who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995 is coming back to Spotify, but he said it's because Apple and Amazon have also become fonts of disinformation. Now, Young didn't elaborate on what podcast disinformation Apple and Amazon are allegedly carrying, but that may be a reference to Rogan's multi-year deal renewal with Spotify, Inc. last month, under which the Joe Rogan Experience will no longer be exclusively available on Spotify. The podcast is now available on Apple Podcasts and YouTube and will be coming to Amazon Music, according to Spotify. He urged Spotify to introduce a high-quality audio tier, which the audio streamer had previously promised but has yet to deliver. Young, after he exited Spotify in 2022, had criticized the quality of his audio compression as delivering a degraded and neutered sound. Pharrell Williams abruptly left the stage during his performance at the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix on Saturday, March 9, after becoming enraged at unruly fans. The Grammy Award-winning singer was headlining the post-race concert with Alicia Keys and Martin Garrix. According to reports, Pharrell cut his set short by 15 minutes after expressing frustration at fans throwing light-up wristbands onto the stage. And as the crowd continued to toss the wristbands, Pharrell became agitated and demanded that they refrain from throwing them at the dancers. And despite his warning, the fans just persisted, prompting him to abruptly end his performance. Now, prior to the incident, Pharrell had entertained the audience with his hit Happy and Get Lucky. Now, Pharrell's outburst comes after both Alicia Keys and Pharrell Williams were criticized for performing in Saudi Arabia because of the country's repressive laws against women and its persecution of LGBTQ individuals and minorities. Willow, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's daughter, she has a new single. It's called Symptom of Life, and it's an ode for the dreamers, the explorers, the adventurers, and earth angels. On Tuesday, March 12th, the 23-year-old shared the record and its accompanying visual. She explained via Instagram that the tune is for all the beautiful people who have ever gone into nature with their friends and been guided to a deeper understanding of life together by plant medicine. She said, I hope this song and visual can bring catharsis to anyone who experiences them. In a statement, Willow later described the song to have a very beautiful, whimsical nature, but note it holds a lot of mystery. The self-directed video shows the artist and two friends strolling through a forest before she decides to lay down and muse over nature's mystery. Her parents, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, praised their youngest child and her new work of art. This is Willow's second release since her return to the music scene. It's unclear if both tracks will appear on her next album, but I think there's going to be a video out for that. So if you want to check it out, she has a music video for it. Madonna had a creative way to remember fellow famous singer Michael Jackson. During her recent concert for her Celebration World Tour, the Material Girl hitmaker paid a tribute to the late King of Pop. And on Monday night, March 11, the 65-year-old Queen of Pop entertained her devotees on stage at a venue in Los Angeles, California, as part of her world tour. At one point, she surprised concert goers with a heartfelt homage to Michael, who tragically passed away back in 2009 when he was 50 years old. A big screen on the stage showed two silhouettes of who appear to be Michael and Madonna. They were documented showing off their skills in dancing, and he performed his iconic moves. In the meantime, a mashup of their songs Billie Jean and Like a Virgin was being played in the background. They were later seen sharing a sweet embrace as a Never Can Say Goodbye message was displayed. Madonna reportedly did not only pay a tribute to Michael during the Monday show. One of the concert goers took to TikTok to reveal the surprises that the songstress offered throughout the gig. In the caption of the video, the concert goer wrote, quote, "This was the most personal concert by Madonna. It was a love letter to her fans, her family, her friends, and herself," unquote. The 55th annual NAACP Image Awards kicked off on Monday, March 11, with a virtual ceremony recognizing Black excellence in music and literature. Victoria Monet and Chris Brown led the early winners, each taking home two awards. Monet, who recently won 3 Grammys, took home award for Outstanding New Artist and Outstanding Album for Jaguar 2. Chris Brown grabbed the prizes for both traditional and contemporary Outstanding Duo, Group, or Collaboration, thanks to How We Roll, his duet with Ciara, and Sensational, his joint track with Davido and Loj. Usher, coming off his Super Bowl halftime show performance, was named Outstanding Male Artist, while Her won Outstanding Female Artist. The televised NAACP Image Award will be held on Saturday, March 16, hosted by Queen Latifah. The ceremony will feature poet Amanda Gorman. She's receiving the Chairman's Award and the induction of New Edition into the NAACP Image Award Hall of Fame. So the group New Edition, they're going to get a special Image Award. Other music winners include Outstanding International Song, Me and You by Tems, Outstanding Jazz Album, Brand New Life by Brandy Younger, Outstanding Gospel Christian Song, All Yours by Kiara Sherrod featuring Anthony Brown, Outstanding Gospel Christian Album, Father's Day by Kirk Franklin, Outstanding Soundtrack Compilation Album, The Color Purple, the original motion picture soundtrack, and Outstanding Original Score for TV film Transformers Rise of the Beast by Jean-Nic Bontemps. Beyoncé has continued to dig into her southern roots with the name of her upcoming country album, revealing its title to be Cowboy Carter. The Houston native shared the news via Instagram, initially uploading the title to her page before deleting and adding to her Instagram stories instead. The accompanying image is a brown and silver horse saddle with a Cowboy Carter sash placed on top of it. As previously announced, the album is set to drop March 29th. Beyonce revealed that she'll be going country for the new album in a 2024 Super Bowl commercial for Verizon, dropping singles Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages on streaming services immediately after. Her more observant fan picked up hints at her new direction from her 2024 Grammy appearance as she rocked country-inspired attire from I think it's a country-inspired garb from Pharrell's latest LV menswear collection, topped with a white cowboy hat. Now, country music icon Dolly Parton has sent congratulations to Beyonce on the transition, sharing via Instagram, saying, quote, "I'm a big fan of Beyonce and very excited that she's done a country album. So congratulations on your Billboard Hot Country number one single. Can't wait to hear the full album," unquote. Days later, Parton fueled speculation that the Destiny's Child alum will be covering one of her biggest songs, Jolene. And, oh, thank you, Snowman James. Thank you again for tuning in. Snowman James was in the chat room today. You're very welcome. Thanks for always tuning in and supporting the show. 6 years after her debut album, Cardi B is finally giving fans the sophomore project that has been that they've been begging for. The Bronx star is kicking her album rollout into full gear with the announcement of her forthcoming single, Enough Miami. The track is slated to arrive this Friday, March 15, and is a close follow-up to Like What Freestyle from the top of from the top of this month. The Bodak Yellow Raptors revealed that Enough Miami, she revealed it by sharing the official cover art, and she released released a date on her social media. The seductive image showed Cardi laying on a white satin bed with no clothes on, as her long thick hair is cascading down on one side. Now, Cardi also posted a preview of the unreleased track, which is most likely Enough Miami due to the reference to the city she makes in the verse. Now, prior to Like What Freestyle, the mother of two dropped off Bungos with Megan Thee Stallion in September of last year. The duo previously collaborated on WAP in 2020, which has since gone 8 times platinum. Outside of her own releases, the New York City native has stayed active by delivering a number of impressive guest features. She has made appearances on tracks like Wild Side by Normani, Rumors with Lizzo, No Love with Summer Walker and SZA, and Put It on the Floor Again by Latto and Jealousy by Offset. And the apple doesn't fall from the tree, actually. That's how the old saying goes. Northwest, Kanye's daughter, recently announced her forthcoming debut album, and the title directly referenced her father's Kanye West debut LP. And this is what she said. She said, quote, I've been working on an album, and it's called Elementary School Dropout. Mind you, she's only 10 years old. She announced this at the Vulture 2 listening event in Phoenix on Sunday, March 10, while Ye stood by her. If the album was to drop this year, it would be 20 years since the Chicago producer breakthrough album, The College Dropout. Now, North musical acumen has been a topic of discussion for the last few months after she made her music debut with a feature on Wes and Ty Dolla $ign Taking from Vulture 1. Her catchy, endearing verse has captured the hearts of many. Now, North's announcement was one of many major moments at the Vulture 2 listening event. Ye also previewed songs from the forthcoming project featuring Future, Playboi Carti, Lil Durk, Project Pat, 070 Shake, and Don Toliver. Now, for those planning to listen to the second edition of the Vulture Trilogy, there's a chance that it may not be uploaded to streaming platforms. Instead, Ye is considered selling it directly to fans for $20 via his website. Time will tell what they decide to do, but if history has shown us anything, the Vulture 2 release won't come without some form of chaos. And Olivia Rodrigo has made good on her promise to expand awareness and access to reproductive health care, inviting the organization Right By You to distribute free emergency contraceptives, condoms, and information about abortion to fans on her Gut World Tour. Concert goers at her March 12th show in St. Louis, Missouri, was able to grab a package that includes 2 boxes of Julie, an emergency contraceptive that help prevent pregnancy when taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex, as well as cards with QR codes linking to abortion access resources and the Missouri Abortion Fund. Fans also reported free condoms and stickers being passed out. Ahead of her Gut tour, Rodrigo announced she has started Fund for Good, an initiative that works to support all women, girls, and people seeking reproductive health freedom. Rodrigo added that the funds will directly support community-based nonprofits championing girls' education and reproduction rights and prevented gender-based violence. She also announced that a portion of the proceeds from her ticket sale would be donated to the Fund for Good, and that for her North American concert, she has partnered with the National Network of Abortion Fund, designating a booth at each of her concert stops to the organization. Rodrigo advocacy comes at a time of eroding reproduction rights in the U.S., and since the overturn of Roe v. Wade, 21 states, including Missouri, have outright banned or severely restricted access to abortion. The Missouri Abortion Fund cheekily commends Rodrigo's efforts in a post on X, referring one of her lyrics, writing, quote, "It's brutal out here in Missouri, but we are here for abortion access and hand out Plan B with at text right by you." Well, that's going to do it for me for this week. Tune in next time when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibb. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Make sure you stay safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.